Yes, I'm gonna be a star.
Oh, it's 9:53.
Baby,
and this is Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN.
I love you.
Where the Chicago Auto Show kicked off yesterday.
Prospects were good.
First opened in 1901. Chicago Auto Show is the largest auto show in North America. This year marks the 111th edition of the amazing Chicago Auto Show, and Dave Sloan is the president of the Chicago Auto Trade Association and the Auto Show General Manager. Dave, welcome to WGN. Happy 111th anniversary.
Thank you. Thank you. It's actually probably the 118th anniversary, but we missed a few during World War II.
Ah, okay. That makes sense.
That's why the math doesn't work out.
What would have been shown at the 1901 Chicago Auto Show? What
you know, it was interesting. They had an oval test track around the display at the Chicago Coliseum, and they just wanted to show people what these contraptions did and to sign up dealers. So you had you had a number of different automakers, but it was just to sort of prove the technology, which is not too far from what we're still doing.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Just to have a show to show what these contraptions do. Isn't that
right?
Amazing, juxtaposed to what we're seeing at this year's show. Plus, I imagine also at the first auto show, you could probably get your glasses cleaned and buy fudge also, right?
That's a good point.
I have to think that they were doing that as well. It's mind-blowing to see some of the things that are going on at the auto show this year that, by the way, will run until February 18th at McCormick Place at 23rd and Lakeshore Drive. What are some of the headlines, do you think, for this year's show, Dave?
Well, you know, always one of the more popular things on the show floor are the indoor test tracks that some of the exhibitors do. For the 15th year in a row, we have the Jeep test track, which was sort of a Back to the Future thing when we started it back in 2005 or 6, I think. And because, like I said, we had a test track in 1901, and here it was coming back in 2005. And it's just such a fun thing to do to see the capabilities of some of these sport utilities vehicles. And the Jeep Hill is almost like riding a roller coaster. They take you over the right hill, and you're hanging in your seat belts. And then Land Rover's got a new one, too, which is a very similar experience. And Ram and Kia with their new Telluride. So all kinds of fun things to do.
Yeah, people wait, wait their turns to check out those. Another thing that I noticed, I watched the WGN TV preview of the auto show last night. Virtual reality seems to be, almost everywhere at the auto show.
Yeah. And, it's part of the interactivity that the automakers do to show off some of this new technology that's out there. You know, the average age of cars on the road today is still 11 years. So if people haven't been in the market for a while, getting used to some of this new technology and understanding it before you get behind the wheel is very important. Some of the lane keeping technology and the different things that happen, to warn you of a collision and cars parking themselves. It's really incredible.
Really, it is. The other thing that seems to be much more prevalent than we've seen at previous auto shows are electric cars, hybrids and just pure electric plug-ins now that seems like almost everybody has a version now.
You're right. Jaguar has a new I-Pace, and Audi has the e-tron. So those are a couple of the high-end exciting ones. And then Hyundai with their Kona and the Chevrolet Bolt has a 238-mile range.
Wow.
Which, just a few years ago seemed like too much to think about. And it's affordable. It's really incredible how far they've come.
Yeah, that used to be the argument against electric cars is, I can't use them with my application. I may be too far away, and where am I going to charge it? But you go anywhere now, and they have charging stations.
Right. Several years ago, I leased a Volt for 3 years, Chevrolet Volt, which was the plug-in hybrid. But 93% of my miles were electric, even though I had a gas engine on board.
Wow, how about that?
because you can, like you say, you can charge it a lot of places.
People, you know, it's just a tradition. I know it certainly wasn't my family, and I think with most, it's just a tradition to make a visit to the auto show, to, you know, spend the day, to have a meal. I mean, you've got other things, lots of other things that are going on over the next couple of weeks as well, really geared toward the entire family, right?
Absolutely. And like I said, the exhibitors, the automakers, have gotten so good at having fun things for everyone in the family to do. Ford this year has these things they call scramble nets, which are nets that are about 15 feet above the ground. And kids of all ages can walk through these rope. They're like rope bridges from one side to the other.
Right.
They're a lot of fun.
Fun until Uncle Dean gets his foot caught in it someplace. They have to call the paramedics to get me out of there. That would be embarrassing. But you as always, you have a Women's Day that'll be coming up this coming Tuesday, the 12th. You have a food drive that's coming up. You have a craft beer night next Friday.
Craft beer night, yeah. So real quick about the food drive. Believe it or not, we gather 10 tons of food from generous Chicagoans for A Safe Haven, which is really kind of a neat story. And you're right, craft beer night, a number of different local craft brewers will be on the show floor so people can do tasting. That's a special ticket you need to go on and check. So we're working with the people from Chew Chicago who did Friday night flights all summer long.
Yeah,
so we have them indoors here. Yeah,
there's a special sports team pride day that's coming up. You can get more information on all of these things by going to the auto show's website, Dave, which is what?
ChicagoAutoShow.com.
Couldn't be any easier. Look forward to seeing you there. It's Dave Sloan, the president of the Chicago Auto Trade Association and the general manager of the auto show. Have a great day today, Dave, and thank you for taking some time with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.